This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everybody, and welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, horticulturalist, biocontrol specialist, ecopreneur, worm and insect farmer, and Dr. Bug Lady. I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to all of you, and thank you for tuning in. Today, I'm broadcasting remotely from the beautiful town of Sedona, Arizona. I'm here visiting some of our customers and friends in this beautiful part of our country and celebrating my husband, Rick, the Bugman's birthday. My guest this hour is the impressive and passionate NC Tomato Man, Craig LaHoulier. He is all about gardening with an emphasis on tomatoes. Before I ask Greg to join me, I want to make a few announcements. First, our new late fall, early winter catalog is now available. It's full of products and tools to extend and protect your winter growing season and to prepare for next spring. If you haven't received your free copy, you can go online to arbico-organics.com, and you can sign up to receive your free copy. You can also call in to our 800 toll-free number, which is 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS, if it's more convenient to place your order. And for those of you who like e-versions, you can go to the Arbico Organics website and click on the catalog at the top left of the page, and you can view or download a copy. There's a free $10 off coupon on the back of the catalog, so be sure you get a copy. Take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. I love it when you like us. And you can always follow me directly at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. That's Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. Now I'm going to tell you about my dedicated and amazing guest. Craig LaHoulier is in his element among the potted vegetable jungle in his North Raleigh driveway. Each tomato in LaHoulier's hands sparks a story. The speckled Roman with not just stripes, but tiger stripes. The Destor tomato, which is one of the best tomatoes I've ever eaten. The Viva Lindsay Kentucky heirloom that was given as a wedding present. To think of a tomato variety as a wedding present is really something, LaHoulier says. Craig LaHoulier, known as the North Carolina Tomato Man, has been spreading his heirloom tomato gospel for years. He's responsible for naming and saving the Cherokee purple tomato, which I love, as well as promoting other heirloom varieties such as Mexican midget and Lillian's yellow heirloom, and spearheading an effort to develop dozens of dwarf tomato varieties. Craig turned his 3 decades worth of gardening and seed-saving experience into an amazing book, Epic Tomatoes. The gardening book from Story Publishing has gone into a second printing, and Craig has been traveling the country on a book tour, speaking at Seed Savers Exchange conferences and other garden gatherings. Standing in his driveway holding a basket full of red, purple, pink, and green tomatoes, Craig says he hopes his efforts do more than bring in a bountiful crop. His newest book, entitled Straw Bale Gardening, is due out in December, and we're going to hear more about it today on the show. And now I would like to ask Craig LaHoulier to join me. Hi, Craig. How you doing?
Hey, Sherry. I'm doing fine, and thank you so much for the opportunity to share some of my stories with you and your listeners.
I am so delighted. I love NC Tomato Man. And by the way, how do I pronounce your last name? I actually went online and looked up the meaning of the last name and the correct pronunciation. I kind of didn't have a home run there, though. Tell me how you pronounce it.
No, you did. You aced the test. LaHoulier is how most people pronounce it. LaHoulier, if people want to give it that little French flair.
And right.
If you did a little research, I've done some genealogy, and this, I think, happens in lots of families, where I've traced LaHoulier back to the Normandy region of France and farming. So Apparently, it's in my genes.
Your destiny. Well, I always like to make sure that I pronounce a person's name correctly on the radio, and so often I learn a lot more about them just by the last name.
It's not
even the topic. So you have such an amazing story background. I mean, I gave a little bit of the story, but give us just your synopsis of your life. You have had, you've done so many things, and you know, what in particular got you so enamored of gardening and this icon of what we call a vegetable garden, the tomato, even though it's a fruit. So tell us a little bit about your story so we can really grab the whole history.
Sure. Well, I'm happy to. And by the way, happy birthday to your husband.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's been an interesting journey and kind of a parallel journey. And I guess I blame, quote unquote, my grandfather for taking me on walks into the garden, the beautiful garden that he had in the back of his house in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, when I was quite young, probably 3 or 4 years old. And, you know, coming face to face with spiders and water spigots and dahlias and sweet peas must have made quite an impression. What added to that then was my dad, who hand dug a garden in our backyard when I was 6 or 7. So the basis of having a love of gardening was deeply embedded in me at a very early age. And of course, you know, what happens is those things sometimes go dormant and we grow and go to school. And then met my wife and ended up with a degree in chemistry and a career in pharmaceutical chemistry, all the while catering to this innate desire to garden kind of on the side. One of the first things that my wife and I did after we got married in 1980 was start our own vegetable garden and start a college up in Hanover, New Hampshire, made available really nice, rich land for community gardens for their students. So that really is the story of how I found gardening, and it's been a shared love of my wife and I. We overlap on the gardening, where she kind of goes into quilts and sewing, and I diverge into this obsession I have with finding and growing and developing as many tomatoes as I can. So that's kind of the synopsis, and ask more.
Well, it's a great story, and I think it rings true for many of our listeners who had generally grandparents and some parents who were gardeners. It was just something that they did, something they were passionate about, and as children we were introduced to gardening by them, and we caught the bug, so to speak, and yet when you get bigger and older, you go to school, and then you focus on the job, and those kinds of things take a back seat. Where before, with our grandparents and parents, depending on, you know, where we stand in the last few generations, they had job and garden. It was just the normal thing. Everybody had a kitchen garden. Everybody saved seeds. Everybody shared seeds. They shared food. And so I'm so glad to see the renaissance of this type of gardening coming back, where people are, it's just normal. It's just a regular thing that we do and not something that's, wow, you have a garden.
Yeah, and, you know, something that I like to actually end my workshops and talks with that we'll get into early here is I like to, you know, all of us who love to garden can say we aspire to grow good gardens. And, of course, also those of us who garden know that every year something unanticipated or unexpected happens, but they vary. There is no way to be a perfect gardener or to have perfect gardens. And you learn that half of the fun are the things that happen unexpectedly and then devising ways through them. But what I think is more important, and I try to do this personally, is grow gardeners and find, you know, me being the older person to some 6, 8, 10, 12-year-olds, can embed the bug in them so that we keep filling the well. We keep bringing along people who love to do this. And in times where you have so many divergences with Facebook and Twitter and computers and phones, I don't think the emphasis is on getting the hands dirty quite so much.
That's
so
right.
I think we need to really redouble our efforts to find those young gardeners, don't you think?
Yep, that's what it's about. We're taking a quick...
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. With me is the NC Tomato Man, Greg LaHoulier. He is a tomato advisor, gardener, author, and chemist by training with a PhD from Dartmouth whose passion has been growing tomatoes, among many other things. Welcome back, Craig.
Thanks so much, Sherry.
Jay, I cut you off, but you were on a roll there, and I just wanted the audience to hear every last word you had to say. So we ended on you asking me a question, which I couldn't agree more with you that it's just wonderful just to garden on your own. There's something about passing on the love of gardening and showing others how to do it. It's a way of changing people's lives, giving them something that they may never have had an opportunity to experience. And so my hat's off to you. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing. And I want to make sure everybody also knows about your website. This is called nctomatoman.com. N as in North, C as in Carolina, Tomato Man. And the beautiful website talks about their, of course, his latest book, which we're going to be talking about. He has a garden blog. And then they have a business. He and his wife have a beautiful business called From the Vine. And there are seedlings that you can purchase there and beautiful pictures and also conversation about his dwarf tomato project. So for those of you who are out there listening right now, it's NC, and it's Nancy C, as in Cat Tomato Man. com. Anyway, we're back on the air, and so let's talk a little bit about this book, Epic Tomatoes, because this is something that everybody should have. It's like the Bible of tomato growing, and I mean, tomato is the poster child for me of a garden. What's great about a garden? In my world where we raise insects, we always think of the ladybird beetle as the poster child about what's good in the garden as well. But tell us, how did it come about? Give us your story about this amazing book, Epic Tomatoes.
Sure. And I have to say that when you write your first book at nearly 60 after kind of 25 years in the corporate world, it is a real change in direction. And one of the things that I made sure that I did was for Christmas, my wife got me a blank journal. And ever since pretty much the day that the first printing of the book arrived at my door in an envelope, which was quite an experience in itself. When what you find is when you write your first book each day, you only write your first book once, meaning you have your first event, you have your first taste of being a little bit more out there and a little more public, which is interesting in itself. But I've pretty much kept all year a running diary. Every day I've written something down about people I've met, what it's been like to have a book out, what I've learned from them. But mostly where it originated from is I really picked up a lot of experience and knowledge pretty quickly on tomatoes from the time that I discovered the Seed Savers Exchange back in 1986. And by the mid-90s, my wife was, I won't use the word nag, but she would. She was getting on me to write my book, because she wanted me to share all of this accumulating knowledge. And what I needed to do is get through my corporate life and wait for a publisher to make a call. And it turns out that Nikki Jabor, who has a Weekend Gardener show up in Nova Scotia, had written a book for Story, and Story asked her, they said, we want to have a book on tomatoes. Who do you think? And Nikki said, have you tried contacting Craig? So I got the call in 2012. And pretty much what's in those 256 pages is it sucked my brain of 30 years of tomato experience into all of those words and pictures and pages. And it's kind of my labor of love to the tomato. And, you know, you said something really interesting. Why the tomato is the centerpiece of gardens. When I was out at the Seed Savers speaking this year, at the beginning of one of my talks, I thought, well, I don't think we'd have hundreds of people at a kohlrabi tasting or a lettuce tasting. And so, I was very fortunate to be on the splendid table a few weeks ago, and Lynn Rosetta Casper, one of the conversations we also shared was, what is it about the tomato? And really, for me, it is the fruit or vegetable of nostalgia. It is what you remember when you took the ride with your grandparents or parents in the country and stopped at a farm stand and got that bag of tomatoes and came home and had the cookout. So there's So Epic Tomatoes is really more about just tomatoes. It's about my gardening philosophy and this whole thing of gardening and getting more people to garden. And the tomato is a whole lot more than just a pink or purple or red object that we crave and slice and put on our plate. It signifies a whole lot more about family and memory and just the joys of summer, in my opinion anyway.
You said it so well. I couldn't agree. I agree wholeheartedly with everything you said, especially when you use the words. It is the nostalgia.
The
centerpiece of gardens. It's what reminds us of. And when I think of the tomato, I think of just like you're talking about my grandmother getting the tomatoes out of the garden, my parents getting tomatoes out of the garden, being in Italy with friends, and then pulling tomatoes out of their garden, and then us eating them that evening. I mean, that's the kind of it just says something about the memories, and that is exactly the way I feel about tomatoes.
Yeah, you can almost hear the crickets creaking when you're cutting them open. You know, it reminds you of those summer evenings outdoors and the winds blowing through the trees. And it was actually the search for the first tomato that I loved was one that my grandfather grew when I was in my teens. And so once I got through and acquired and grew a lot of the family heirlooms with all the great stories, I then started going back and collecting seed catalogs and learning about we anticipate with great delight what the mailman stuffs in our mailboxes every winter. It's one of the activities that re-energizes us to garden again is when the seed catalogs started arriving. So I wanted to get a sense of what were in the seed catalogs that our great-grandparents and grandparents and would have had in their mailboxes, and that sent me in a whole different direction of starting to locate or relocate and grow again varieties that probably hadn't been grown in 50 years and had just been sitting in the USDA seed vaults. And, you know, the thought that I could be now growing some of those varieties that my grandfather would have grown gives me really some great comfort, and the opportunity to then send them to seed companies and get them sold again. It almost completes a circle. All this great work is done in the 1800s. We forget about it because gardeners tend to be often in the mad dash for the latest and greatest. And now we get to return back to varieties that were just enriching people's gardens 100 years ago. And now we get to see what was so great about them. So no one has lived at a better time to garden than we here right now with all of the incredible choices that we get to select from each year.
Hear, hear. I love what you said, no one. And that's why we ask everybody, just garden, just plant something. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick little break. For those of you who are listening, we are coming right back with Craig LaHoulier and lots more tomato talk, so don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. and it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. With me is Craig LaHoulier. He's the tomato advisor for Seed Savers Exchange. Over the last 30 years, he has trialed more than 1,200 tomato varieties and has introduced more than 100 varieties to the trade. He lectures widely from local master gardener groups to Monticello and Seed Savers Exchange. He is one of the founders of Tomato Palooza, an event in his hometown of Raleigh, North Carolina. And to learn more about him and to order his book, Epic Tomatoes, you can go to epictomatoes.com. Welcome back, Craig. Just want to be sure.
Hi. Well, thank you very much.
Get a chance to learn about your book, and especially the seedlings that you sell. They're amazing. I'm going to have to order some myself. I grow by seed, and I also like seedlings too. So I'm so glad that you're doing that, because it gives everybody who are a little bit afraid of seeds and never done it before, it gives them that leg up that they need. Something's already growing. You put it in the ground, and hopefully it continues to grow and bear fruit.
Yeah, and the other thing that we were able to do, so we've been making our seedlings available locally now for about 18 years, and I was the guy with the weird colored tomatoes that had to induce some people to escape the, let's say, supermarket-influenced view of what the world should look like. So, you know, round red tomatoes and green peppers. And so I did have to convince some people early on to try a tomato that stays green when it's ripe. You can email me. I'll tell you how to know when to pick it, or the pinks or the purples. And it's all about flavor. And if you can combine that wonderful flavor with everybody likes to try, well, most people like to try something new. And if it tastes good, and then the bonus, if it has an interesting story associated with it, you know, your garden isn't just your garden. It's a place to supply anybody who creatively cooks with all of these different colors. It's a living museum to take neighbors' kids through and tell them about Mrs. Lindsay or Archie Hook or all of these various people that send you the seeds. And again, that's why it's so far beyond just the tomato to me. It's all of the stuff and the extra things around it that make it, well, obviously addictive. My tomato tally now, I've grown about 2,000 types. And that's insane, Cherry.
I love it. You make me so happy. You know, I mean, I had a guest on the show, a couple years back, and we were talking about that in the late 1800s, that study was done by Cornell, and they went out and took all the seed catalogs that they could find, and they put down all the seeds that were available. Now, these are just the ones that were available through seed catalogs. That did not include seeds that were, you know, being passed from family to family or friend to friend or anything like that. And what they found is that today, all that's left of all those seeds is about 4%.
Yes. We have done a very poor job of maintaining our heritage.
People grew up thinking there was one type of apple, one type of tomato, or maybe three types. You had the beefsteak, the plum, and the salad, and maybe the cherries, you know. That's it. And they're all red.
Yeah.
And so, it's shocking. We were having dinner last night and met a lovely couple, and we were talking about hybridized plants, and I explained that I had grown up in the country of Honduras and Panama, and Rick and I were, my husband, we were invited to come down and show the Dole Company how to grow organic pineapples and bananas. And the most interesting thing is that most people think a banana is what you see in the grocery store. And actually, it's not a real banana, but it's hybridized, and it's hybridized. It's called a Cavendish to look exactly like, it's the size that you could open up and cut into little slices to go on a bowl of cereal in the United States. Mm-hmm. But bananas come in all kinds of colors and shapes and sizes, little tiny fingers that are fused together, some of them as big as footballs, and all colors, and as I said, sizes and shapes. And they were just shocked. They had no idea. And this is the same for so many of the things that we actually can grow and eat. And this is why I'm so happy that you've really done this for the tomato in particular, because we need this.
Well, think about think back maybe 20, 25 years, and the phrase, the ugly tomato, the ugly heirloom. So when we go out in the garden and find a big cat face wrinkly thing, it would be discarded maybe 30, 40 years ago. Now, people take that wrinkled, often irregular shape to be a sign where that's probably a pretty good flavored tomato, because all of the imperfections haven't been hybridized out of it. And it's an interesting discussion, because I certainly understand why large-scale growers, farmers, with the incredible, heirloom fresh-picked tomatoes don't last too long on the shelf. And so if you need to bring produce to market, the people who have created some of these hybrids have done a good thing for ensuring that there are some tomato varieties that are in good shape. But for a home gardener, that's where there's a really no need to grow the tasteless, hard, perfect-looking red tomato if food is what you're after. And in my research, one of the fascinating things I've found is that some of these ugly tomatoes are exactly what came to America from Europe in the mid-1800s. And all of the early work to improve the tomato was aimed at canning, because that's where you grow your garden. You have to eat all year long. And so there was, home canning was huge. And what do people want to can? Is the nice, smooth, 4, 5, 6 ounce tomato with very little waste. So we've come full circle from ugly, lumpy tomatoes to the ones for canning. But now our need for home canning isn't as great, and we can go back to the flavorful, colorful ones. So kind of symmetrical when you think about it.
It is, and I appreciate you're not wanting to make hybrids wrong. I agree with you that, you know, when the average calorie has traveled that we consume in the U.S. about 1,300 miles, mm-hmm. you're right. You have to have the ability for things to travel a long distance. They have to be cosmetologically beautiful because mm-hmm. we've imposed that on everyone that, you know, you can't have a little nick or a blemish or anything. And
yeah.
and they have to have a long shelf life, and it just goes on and on. And what we give up to have the beauty and the purity, if you will, and the longevity is the taste, the flavor, the bricks, which is the nutrition. Nothing
yeah.
like going out and picking your own wrinkly, gorgeous, multicolored tomato. And, oh, my God, there's nothing yeah. like it. It's so delicious. And what a disappointment when you buy something at the grocery store. Even if they are organic, they just don't,
yeah.
they don't taste the same.
Well, it's a bit of heresy, perhaps, but my wife and I are a little more old-fashioned in that we become seasonal eaters. And so once we're done picking our garden, we will only eat our own canned tomatoes, or if we need tomatoes in a recipe, maybe we'll buy a can of good quality canned tomatoes. But we won't eat another actual fresh, uncooked tomato until the first sun gold or the first Mexico midget starts coming in the following June. And we've just decided that that's the sacrifice. There's many other things that are seasonal that are delicious we can eat during those barren months for the tomato. And that makes the anticipation for those tomatoes all that much greater, doesn't it?
Yes. Of course, living in the desert here, we actually, you know, and the tomato is perennial, as you know. It's
yeah.
interesting. If we can make it through the inferno months where we protect our tomatoes, they grow all year round. And so,
wow.
you know, and peppers as well. So many things we can keep going through the year if we can protect them when we have the, as I said, the inferno temperatures. I love that you're doing it. And no compromise, because what tastes better than your tomatoes? We're going to take another quick break. We're coming right back with the North Carolina Tomato Man. He is a tomato.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back, everybody. You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. With me this hour is the delightful Craig Lehulier. He is a tomato advisor, gardener, author, chemist. He is passionate about growing tomatoes, among many other things. And you can learn about his book, Epic Tomatoes, on his blog and website at NC, that's North Carolina TomatoMan.com, or Epic Tomatoes. He can also be found as Craig Lehulier on both Twitter and Facebook. Welcome back, Craig. The show goes by so fast. Gosh, we have so many things we want to cover still. So I guess the question that everybody asks you is, do you have a favorite tomato? Tell us what your favorites are.
Oh, of course I don't have any favorites.
<Come on. laughs>
How long have you got? So let's say for a top three, I will be a little controversial. The first, I have to say Cherokee Purple, because any time that the gods of gardening fate smile upon you and a Mr. Green from Tennessee sends you a tomato with no name that's actually purple color that came originally from the Cherokee Indians via his neighbors, it's delicious. That has to be first on the list. And it's that strange phenomenon of being able to go right now to any farmer's market in the country and see a tomato that I named sitting there, and I get the elbow and the ribs from my wife saying, if you didn't name that tomato, that wouldn't be there. So that's just my surreal favorite tomato story.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your service.
as I told someone, I don't think I chose the tomato. I think the tomato chose me, but that's another story. I have to then pick the little orange hybrid cherry tomato, Sun Gold, as being in the top three, only because to my palate and my wife's palate, there is no other tomato that has quite the flavor uniqueness, the profile of the intense fruitiness, and the fact you can pick it at different stages of ripeness and get different effects. And it produces a boatload. So we are addicted to Sun Gold. And for number three, I'm going to have to mention one called Lillian's Yellow Heirloom, which is a very vigorous potato leaf plant with these large 1 to 1.5 pound canary yellow. Inside, they're almost white, but they're actually a slight tinge of yellow, very few seeds. And any year that I bring that in the house and slice it, my wife will take a taste and she'll say, ah, the Lillian's yellows have come in. And they came to me via a fellow named Robert Richardson, who collected them from an elderly lady named Lillian Bruce from Tennessee. She got them from her sons, who would go to local state fairs and such. So what we end up with is we never know quite enough about these great heirlooms because we never took the time or had the chance. It's like genealogy. It's like when you didn't get to sit down with your grandparents and ask them everything you wanted to ask them before they were gone. if I only would have talked to Mr. Green's neighbors and quizzed them a little bit more about where they got and how they got Cherokee Purple. You can say it almost about every tomato. We know only so much, and then we hit a dead end, and we have to just be thankful that they exist and live with the fact we won't know every single fact about them.
So it reminds me of my own story when my daughter was doing a genealogy study in high school. And mm-hmm. We went to my dad, and I said, "So, Dad, what was your grandmother's last name?" He said, "I don't know." I said, "What was her first name?" He said, "I don't know." I said, "Why don't you know?" He said, "Because we just called her Abuela."
Oh, yeah.
Talk about cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay. So, it's, you know, it is important to share. There's something so beautiful about what is our legacy, our inheritance. It's beautiful. It's ours. And we deserve to have it continue to grow. And because of you, it has. So we're very grateful. Let's talk about tips for growing tomatoes. People always could use a tip or two, and you certainly have lots of experience.
Yes, and what's interesting about tomato tips is there's a zillion of them, and many, many of them are handed down from, you know, parents or grandparents and aren't necessarily rigorously tested. So that's what makes gardening so fascinating. There's so many ways. I don't like to ever tell people this is exactly how to do something. I like to tell people this is how I've found success. I'd love you to tell me how you succeed. Let's compare notes and see if we can teach each other. And so I would say the most important things, because I don't spray. I plant my plants, and for me it's all in the planning and in the work that you do beforehand to have your debris cleared out of the garden, have clean pots and good quality potting mix. It's heading problems off at the pass first. So for me, mulching is so critical. Keeping the dirt off the lower leaves of the plants goes a long way to delaying any uptake of tomato diseases that may jump from the soil onto your lower foliage. And adequate spacing, allowing the sun to hit all around your plant and allowing the air to flow through and around your plant. Because the sun and the wind are both fantastic decontamination devices. If you do have a disease spore that lands on your leaves, get the sun shining on it. It will help considerably. And of all of the things I've learned in 30 years, if I could get people to mulch and to separate their plants adequately, I think right there they would have more success in their garden each year. But you know how enthusiastic gardeners are. And when they say plant your plants 3 feet apart, don't let the foliage touch, those plants look pretty tiny early in the spring when they're planted 3 feet apart. So we want to, well, I can tuck another one in between here, or maybe two more. And we all know what the tangle in the jungle looks like. And so those probably are my two biggest tips, Sherry, is maybe the third would be as much sun as possible. And the larger the tomato, the larger the fruit, really needs a minimum of 6 to 8 hours of direct sun a day. So if you're on a deck with 3 hours of sun, maybe pass on the mortgage lifter and head for the sun gold. Go for the smaller fruited varieties. They seem to be a little less fussy with sun exposure. So there's three tips for you. How's that?
I love it. I love it. I've learned some things from you that I didn't know about. And I've only had one disease in the whole history of my growing so far in tomatoes, and it came in off of an organic tomato plant that we had purchased at a store, and we just kept them isolated, and you know, we had to get rid of them. They just never bared fruit or anything. But it, you know, I think this is great advice. Let's talk about your next book that you're, which I think is so interesting because it's, you know, tomatoes, and now we're going to straw bale gardening. Of course, it's all in the same. But tell us about this, because this is would be another tip for people in many ways and a technique.
Yes, and this came to me not as my idea, but as a request from Story. They got the sense that straw bale gardening was becoming something people were doing more. And there is an excellent book out by Joel Karsten on straw bale gardening. So what Story asked me to do is try it out and essentially put my take on it. You know, what I learned from Joel, maybe things that I learned in particular growing in my particular climate. And so it's a Story Basics edition. It will be out in December. And it pretty much documents my season and a half or two trying straw bales for a variety of crops and where they are available at decent cost and where you have an adequate water supply and have the time to tend them can be utterly fantastic. Got heavy clay soil and you dread each year, you know, sticking that shovel into the soil and getting the soil back. Essentially, straw bale gardening is laying a gardening surface on top of the existing soil. It's 2 feet elevated, so you can actually pull up a chair and pick your green beans. It's just a wonderful alternative, and anyone who is looking for something to try has had problems with lots of weeds or heavy clay soil or disease in the soil, it's a really nice alternative to see what they think of it.
Well, there's so many wonderful applications, and particularly for people who are not as agile. It makes it a lot easier for people, yes, as you say, pull up a chair and have at it. We've got about a minute left, so I want to make sure that you get your message out. I know you talk about diversity as being one of the best reasons to grow your own. Share that with us.
Yeah, well, I think we have all of these great tomatoes that we're growing now only because someone has handed them down. And so some of my calls for diversity and seed saving are to share the joy that we're experiencing now with the future. It would be pretty sad if we get to grow all these varieties and through some circumstance the seeds weren't saved and our children and grandchildren didn't have a chance to grow it. Also, the diversity of the gene types and of the future tomato diseases, who knows what sort of resistances and useful breeding characteristics are present in these genes.
No one knows for sure, but here's the thing. As you said, hear the joy of growing now for the future. Thank you so much, Craig, for joining me, and we'll look forward to having you back on the show. For those of you who are listening, we'll be back again with a great guest next week on the Easy Organic Gardening Show.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.